This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Growing up, Paul Schwartzel loved professional wrestling. One guy in particular, North Carolina's own nature boy, Ric Flair. Whenever Ric Flair walked into an arena, here's what you heard. Come on, you know you're at an event when you hear that. So Paul is a doctoral student at Duke's music department, and he has taken his love for professional wrestling, and he combined that with his love of music. The result? Barbecue Man Unleashed, the greatest professional wrestling work of all time. And he showed it at a concert dissertation in March. He's preparing to submit this film to various film and music festivals, and I think he should. Paul's joining us now. Hi, Paul. Welcome.
Hi. Good to be here.
Talk a little bit about the origins of this project.
Well, when I was a kid, my first love of classical music was through professional wrestling. When I saw like Macho Man Randy Savage or Ric Flair come out to that music, I honestly, as a 5 or 6 year old, I was convinced they composed that music, because you see them so many times come out to the same music. They're like, that's theirs. It's not Strauss. It's not Elgar's. That's their music. And so I started filming myself playing the piano, and I took my dad's camera, and before I started to play, I would give a little mock interview to the camera where I would match the wrestler's diction, and I would say I would trash talk the piece I was about to play and its composer. Seriously, I would say,
give me an example.
I was like, something, Mean Gene, Minuet and G has stood in the way of what's has stood in my way for too long, and Bach is about to get chokeslammed. Things like that. I mean, music for me, classical music, is a wild, wild place. It's not for like measured voices. It's absolutely wild and fun.
Brings a new meaning to roll over Beethoven, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
On top of.
Absolutely.
So this is going. So how old are you when you're trash talking composers?
6 or 7.
All right. So now you grow up. You go to Duke. You become a composer.
Yeah.
It should be out of your system by now. Apparently not.
No. It will never go away.
So describe this film for us.
Well, it's a piano concerto with a virtual orchestra, and it is filmed. It consists of photographs that my brother Gray, who's an undergrad at UNC Chapel Hill, made. We made a miniature wrestling arena in my parents' basement. And we took pictures of these action figures telling the story of fictional North Carolinian professional wrestlers Barbecue Man Jr. and Baron Banks Gentry.
And there's a backstory.
Oh yeah, Baron Banks Gentry defeated the original Barbecue Man at WrestleFest 24 with a move known as the foreclosure, and Barbecue Man died from his injuries. Oh. And his wife, Barbecue Ma'am, died from shock. And Barbecue Man Jr., with witnessing the horror from the crowd, challenges Gentry to a match with no prior wrestling experience and armed with only his late father's entrance music.
So let's get a little sample of this. Here we have a clip from the film. In the first scene, Barbecue Man Jr. hulks up and he becomes impervious to pain. There we have a little bit of Barbecue Man Unleashed, composed by my guest, Paul Schwartzel, a doctoral student in music at Duke. And we have to point out, now, as you said, it's a slideshow, essentially, of these action figures in various places. No narration. There's text to carry us along.
So which came first? Did you write the piece first and then?
I wrote the music first and then did my brother did the photographs in January.
It's a brilliant little piece. I think it's up on our website. Let me look in the control room. Yeah, if you go to our website, WUNC.org, you can see the video. It's absolutely ingenious because they're stills of these action figures, mm-hmm. but you are convinced. And the music really is an important part of the action, right? Because otherwise I'm looking at plastic figures stationary in front of my eyes. So.
Yeah, it's the music is I wanted to do it with photographs because if it's just the first half, the first match, they have a first match, which Barbecue Man Jr. loses, and then they have a rematch. But the first match is completely Mickey Moused. You know, it matches. You can sense the rhythm. You sense the rhythm. But and you can just see what's going on. You just know it. But in the rematch, the music gets a little bit stranger. I start taking away all the Mickey Mouse and Hollywood stuff, and it just gets stranger and stranger. And you have to use your imagination.
So you said you wrote the piece first, then you put the video together. But were you visualizing this as you wrote?
Yes. The entire piece, I talked with all my friends about, I mean, how do you make a 23-minute piece about wrestling? And I went through, I said, what are the most musical things in wrestling? I mean, the part where they hit one wrestler takes another one's head to the turnbuckle and, you know, and they do it 10 times and the whole audience counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you know how they slow up right at the end? The tempo slows down. That's stuff like that is in there. The number one and the most musical thing in wrestling to me, besides the count to three, you know, the ref, the anticipation for the count to three, the deceptive cadences almost of when they kick out, has always been for me when Macho Man Randy Savage would climb to the top rope, 1, 2, 3, 3 steps up, put his arms in the air and come down with a big elbow, pin 1, 2, 3. There was such symmetry to it. It was absolutely beautiful. And it's very musical. And that's how I finished the piece.
Musicians will often tell you that silence is a very important part in musical composition. And yet I don't associate silence with any part of wrestling. Is there an inherent silence? Maybe it's in the suspense that is part of the suspense, part of the drama.
Well, that's what's interesting about wrestling, because wrestling, when you watch it, it's not like a boxing match where sustained. I mean, you have to rely on pacing and timing. And last time I checked, I mean, for me, that's what makes Beethoven's music great. Not necessarily the melodies. Yeah. His timing is perfect. And I you have to rely on and telling a great wrestling match, it absolutely requires great timing and
The video is kind of cool, and you've got his manager in on this.
Vanderbilt Jenkins. That's Baron Banks Gentry's personal financial consultant.
Who is some kind of marshmallow guy.
He's a Stay Puft marshmallow man. Yeah.
And he cheats. He bangs him over the head.
He hits him with a chair.
And it's kind of ingenious, too, because, you know, when you – again, you're looking at a still for maybe 7, 8, 9, 12 seconds. And there it is. And the chair is kind of perfectly placed. You know, it's like this. There's an indictment almost.
Yeah. Well, I give credit to my brother Gray on that. I mean, he did a wonderful job. I mean, anyway, go ahead.
I was going to say part of this seems to be an homage to the 80s as well. There's a scene at the end where there's a bunch of these action figures get involved in the fight. And we have a clip of the music. Let's listen. There is a scene from Barbecue Man Unleashed, the greatest professional wrestling work of all time, composed by Paul Schwartzel, my guest, a doctoral student in music. What were you going for in that scene?
Well, I wanted Baron Banks Gentry to unleash his forces on Barbecue Man Jr. and realize that he can't do it, you know, because in the previous scene, Vanderbilt Jenkins had gone through the broadcasting table and, you know, little marshmallows and fluff went everywhere. And so he snaps his fingers and some archers first come out, which one of them includes the Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Hunger Games Barbie doll with, you know, shooting archery. And then an evil transformer shows up and fires a laser, a few lasers, misses. And then Mozart, Beethoven, and Wagner step in the ring. Mozart gets slapped down by Barbecue Man Jr. Beethoven gets slapped down by Barbecue Man Jr. The last person standing between Baron Banks Gentry is Richard Wagner. He's got a chainsaw. He's about to use it. But what happens? What happens? A T-Rex shows up with one of my favorite wrestlers ever, Farouk, right in it, saving the day. And and Baron Banks Gentry can't believe it. And he's just looking at that T-Rex. Barbecue Man Jr. comes up behind and puts the Barbecue Man slam on him, climbs that top rope, puts his hands in the air, delivers the big elbow. 1, 2, 3. We got a new champion.
I cannot believe you got a doctoral dissertation out of this. It's great. It's great stuff. And as part of that dissertation, you did the history of wrestling, right? Professional wrestling? So tell us about that.
Well, my focus mainly is in basically music in the late 1980s to early 1990s, where it was mostly synthesized originals. Now they use, you know, big famous bands, you know, who are like, yeah, I'm going to choke slam you, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I was more interested in the synthesized originals because you identify, you know, Roland Barthes, you know, he was talking once about, you know, the first thing you identify with the character is you see his body and you know his role. But now you hear their music first, and then you identify during the late 80s and early 90s, you heard their music and you knew their role. And I study little parts of the music and say, what is it about it that is establishes who they are? How do they take the culture that the character that it is? What is real about that? What is not real? Does it blur the boundaries between real and fake? You know, is it authentic or not? You know, what is it? And what is real about it? And how does it blur the boundaries? So, like, you know, that's what professional wrestling
is all about. It's fascinating to think about that because you say, yeah, if you see the body, you know the role. We have experience with body types. We might have been beaten up by the bully in the playground, or maybe we are the bully. And so we know what those types look like because of our personal experience. We may have less experience with different kinds of music. It's interesting that that could still be a trigger emotionally to create a picture or at least an idea about the role this character is going to play, and as you suggest, make it real, because it's pretty apparently choreographed, and yet for it to work and to be a success, I have to at some root level believe that it's real.
Yeah, my one of the issues, I mean, that happens in wrestling with now is like around 1997, like I guess the biggest, you know, the only, you know, big wrestling thing in the world now, WWE said, in the U.S. They went from the black and white storylines, you know, good versus evil, to make it more shades of gray. And with that, they made it, the problem with that was the music sounds much more it's much more similar, all the things. It's hard to differentiate the wrestling. And yes, it might sell a few more records having these bands do it, but at the expense of developing character.
Well, do you think it's had that effect in professional wrestling, that the characters are not well enough developed or as well developed?
I think they're developed because you have all this backstage stuff now. Where when I grew up, the Ultimate Warrior would get in front of he had a desert backdrop, you know, and he'd be screaming. But now that you see them having interviews backstage, you understand all what's going on.
What are you going to do with the film?
I'm gonna, I guess, enter in some music music festivals and things like that. And just it's on the internet if you want to see it. It's on Vimeo and it's also on YouTube. Just type in Barbecue Man Unleashed.
Or go to our website, WNC.org.
Yeah, absolutely. Go to the website.
Yeah. All that's good. So what do you do now? Are you, do you pursue wrestling, or are you going to, in terms of your compositional career, what were you headed?
I don't know. I mean, I always wanted to teach. But ever since I started doing, you know, writing this, I think it'd be fun to, I mean, I think it'd be cool to write music for video games, or
could you get a job with professional wrestling? Apparently, that's not the kind of music you want to write.
No, honestly, I would do that in a heartbeat. That would be so much fun. That would be. I mean, there's so much potential for growth, like, you know, and how you can present entrance music that's not being done right now. And that would be awesome. I'd do that in a second.
You know, maybe we'll talk about that. We've got a theme for the show, but that's at the beginning. We don't have a real Frank Stacio entrance theme.
You need some entrance music. I mean, like, you know, and you need a catchphrase.
Okay. Yeah. How about to inform and refresh?
Yeah, but you got to say it with more authority. You got to scream it. You know, I'm just kidding.
We'll talk about it after the show.
Yeah.
Paul, it's so great to talk with you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thanks.
Paul Schwartzel, doctoral student in Duke's music department. He is the creator of Barbecue Man Unleashed, the greatest professional wrestling work of all time. You can see the film at our website, WNC.org. And that's our show. Thanks for listening to us. Programs directed by Alex Granados, produced by Isaac Davey Aronson, Sean Nguyen, Nicole Campbell, and Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski's filling in today. Brent Wolf is our news director. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio.